Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
A terrifying ride for students and adults this morning after their school bus caught on fire. The heroic actions that got everyone off the vehicle safely.
Plus, tens of thousands are expected to converge on the nation's capital today in a show of support for Israel. We'll hear from local residents who are joining the rally and people who are also calling for support for Palestinians.
And a long-awaited road construction project is ready to open. We'll show you how it'll cut down travel times for commuters. Pretty quick thinking by a Harnett County bus driver may have saved dozens of students this morning. Good afternoon to you. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. A bus driver evacuated her bus just minutes before it burst into flames while on the way to Ben Haven Elementary. WRAL's Eric Miller has been looking into this for us today. Eric, I saw some pictures from the scene. It was amazing no one was hurt.
Yeah, absolutely, Renee, and certainly some scary moments for students and parents here at Ben Haven Elementary. And you look at this video right here, you can see why. Parents tell us they could see that plume of smoke from that burning bus at least half a mile away today. Now, this all started right around 7 a.m. That's when the driver of that bus, Bus 206, turned onto Olive Farm Drive, when she started to smell smoke. Harnett County Schools says the driver immediately pulled over, went through the district safety protocols, and evacuated the bus. All students were safe and sound when those flames then spread from one end of the bus to the other, completely engulfing it. Now, firefighters with the Ben Haven Fire Department, they tell me it only took about 5 minutes to bring that fire under control. And the cause, it's still under investigation. Still, I've talked to a lot of parents this morning, and they are so thankful for that bus driver's quick thinking, doing the right thing to keep those kids safe and make sure they were able to get to school here this morning safely. Renee?
We are thankful as well that everyone's okay. Eric Miller reporting live for us. Thank you. Raleigh police say a man who was stabbed at the Glenwood Towers apartments knows his accused attacker. 67-year-old Gabriel Smith is charged with disorderly conduct and assault with the deadly weapon. Police say they were called to an apartment building just before 10:30 last night. When they got there, they found a man with a minor stab wound. He was taken to the hospital for treatment. His name and condition have not been released.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, some really exciting news out of Morrisville. A new battery manufacturer has picked Morrisville for a brand new plant. We have the story right now on WRALTechWire.com. Forge Battery says they're going to hire about 204 new people. They say they'll also invest $142 million under terms of an economic development. That agreement was reached today. The average salary for these jobs, more than $82,000. And the new plant is just the latest in a growing list of battery-related ventures targeting electric vehicles, as well as other uses, including that massive plant that's being built in Greensboro, the Toyota plant.
Thanks, Michelle. Now to the war in the Middle East, where a huge pro-Israel rally in the nation's capital has been upgraded to a level one security event. The National Guard is now assisting police as demonstrators call for the release of hostages and an end to anti-Semitic attacks. Speakers include lawmakers as well as relatives of some of the hostages.
People from the Triangle will be joining the crowd on the National Mall today to attend the march. They are almost there. WRAL's Laura Levine spoke with some of the people when they left Raleigh early this morning.
About 100 people parked their cars here at Temple Beth Or Synagogue in Raleigh, loaded up on buses as they left around 6:30 this morning. They're headed to the nation's capital to share a clear and concise message. Buses rolled in before daylight, and neighbors grabbed food, cases of water, and supplies to embark on this journey.
I feel like right now anti-Semitism is at an all-time high, and we have to do something about it. We have to speak up.
For Michelle Fetter, the conflict overseas especially hits home for her.
My husband has been deployed. He is in Israel right now serving. And so if he can leave my two babies and my family and leave and risk his life, the least I could do is hold up a sign and go to Washington, D.C.
And that sign she holds close to her chest is to reflect how the group is calling for the immediate release of kidnapped hostages.
This is to show that regardless of your religion, your race, your sexual orientation, your age, it could have happened to you.
And among the group from Raleigh were veterans, rabbis, and college students like Ashley Wolf sharing the same sentiments.
I hope the message is that there are just as many people in America who support Israel as there are Palestine. I think we're deeply divided right now, but I hope people see that there's a good mix of support.
And we want to end to this conflict that we know is not going to just be a temporary ceasefire, but something that will build a roadmap for peace after this for both sides.
And the March for Israel is taking place from 1 to 3 p.m. on the Nation Mall in Washington, D.C. The group plans to return back home to Raleigh. They should arrive around 11 o'clock tonight. Laura Levine, WREL News in Raleigh.
Early this morning, the U.S. Army conducted a dignified transfer for two of the five soldiers who died in a helicopter crash Friday. Army Staff Sergeant Tanner Grohn and Army Sergeant Andrew Southard died in the helicopter crash over the Mediterranean Sea. The Department of Defense reported the helicopter crashed while conducting an aerial refueling training mission. The transfers took place at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. The U.S. Army Special Operations Command is headquartered at Fort Liberty in North Carolina, but none of the soldiers who died was based there.
A group of healthcare workers is delivering a petition to Representative Valerie Fouché today. They're calling for her to support a ceasefire in Gaza. Over 250 Durham and Orange County healthcare workers signed the petition. Nurse Rashid Abdullah has family members who live in Gaza and the West Bank. Abdullah says the conflict in Gaza hits close to home for healthcare workers in America.
We're able to relate to the injured there and everything that's going on. All the medical facilities are in deplorable conditions because there's no supplies. They're under siege.
There's been about 135 attacks on health facilities in Gaza over the past month. This is from a United Nations report released this morning.
Quite the rally on the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now. It is up almost 500 points after the latest inflation report showing softer than expected numbers there. NASDAQ is also up triple digits, up 287 points. S&P 500, 80. Traders are cheering this latest data. They are hoping that the Federal Reserve does not hike interest rates and will wait until next year to make a move.
And that consumer price index report did come out earlier this morning, and consumer prices overall were flat last month. They rose about 3.2% from a year earlier, which is a slower pace than September. Core prices, they say, have increased for five straight months, but at a much cooler level than the previous 2 years. That string of lower readings is what Fed officials have long said that they look at and would be necessary to convince them that they do not need a rate hike.
A month from now, State Auditor Beth Wood will be off the job. December 15th is the effective date for the resignation Wood announced last week after she was indicted, accused of misusing a state-issued vehicle. That investigation came after Wood wrecked a state vehicle last December, running it into a parked car after a downtown Raleigh holiday party. Wood skipped a monthly meeting of the state's top elected officials this morning, saying she had a previous engagement in Greenville. Her colleagues at the meeting thanked her for her service.
I also want to thank State Auditor Beth Wood for her years of service to the state and to the people, and we wish her well in the future. Thank you, Governor.
Governor Roy Cooper will name Wood's replacement until a new election is held next November. Cooper said today that he does not have a name to announce yet. He also said that he did not pressure Wood to resign.
The UNC graduate student charged with murdering his professor was set to appear in court this morning. His attorneys were there instead. They told the court they were waiving his appearance, which is common in procedural brief hearings like this one. In court, we learned they were still waiting for a second mental health evaluation for Tyler Chi. A prior one, as we've reported, found he was unfit to stand trial. Chi is accused of murdering his doctoral advisor, Zijie Yen, on campus in August. Attorneys hope they will have that evaluation back before the end of this week. Also in Orange County this morning, the man accused of pulling out a gun in the UNC student union, prompting a campus-wide lockdown. That was just about 2 weeks later after Yen was killed. Michael Harris is out on bond and was in court with his ankle monitor visible. His attorney filed a motion to get his cell phone back now that Chapel Hill police are done searching it. Harris is pointing a gun at a worker at a bagel shop at UNC's campus. That's what he's accused of. He is due back in court December 12th.
Hundreds of people gathered to remember four students who were murdered in their off-campus house at the University of Idaho 1 year ago. The crowd held a moment of silence and lit candles in remembrance for Madison Mogan, Kaylee Goncalves, Zana Kernodal, and Ethan Chapin. Former Washington State University graduate Brian Koberger is charged with stabbing them to death in the middle of the night. His trial date has not been set.
It's great news for drivers in Franklin County. The DOT is cutting the ribbon today on a newly widened section of US 401. This is brand new, and WRO's Brian Schrader has a look at the new lanes and when the next phase of the project begins.
This is a very big deal for drivers who use US 401 between Rollsville and Lewisburg. They are celebrating all four lanes of that newly widened section between NC 96 north of Rollsville and Flat Rock Church Road south of Lewisburg. Now here's a look at video from Sky 5 of that upgraded highway. Work started on this project back in 2018. Crews widened about 6 miles of US 401 to accommodate traffic in that fast-growing part of Franklin County. And the DOT is not done yet. They are planning to widen 401 all the way to Fox Park Road in Lewisburg, but drivers will have to wait a while on that one. Construction right now is set to begin in 2031. I'm Brian Schrader, WRAL News.
Today, city leaders in Raleigh will discuss how the upcoming bus rapid transit corridor will operate. The city broke ground last week on the New Bern Avenue corridor. It'll connect downtown, Wake Med, and New Hope Road with a faster bus service. Today, City Council will have a work session to focus on the corridor and how it'll fit into the city's plans for equitable transit. That includes how neighborhood support programs will work with the corridor. Next at noon, new numbers on climate change, the far-reaching effects in the U.S., and what it costs Americans.
Also, the potential for record-setting Thanksgiving travel. How many people are expected to fly over the holiday weekend?
Well, it's almost a year since 11-year-old Haley Brooks was killed at the Raleigh Christmas Parade. An emotional interview with her parents about the unimaginable events of that day. Elizabeth?
And lots of sunshine out there right now. We're looking at, of course, our temperatures climbing as well. We're looking at temperatures in the 60s right now. We'll climb a little bit more over the next couple of days, and we'll talk about when we have the next best chance of rain coming up.
Download the new WRAL streaming apps on Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV, and Android TV.
Happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, an update to a story that we've been following. An out-of-state juvenile has been charged after they were found responsible for two threats and evacuations at Heritage High School in Wake Forest. We know right now that the juvenile is from Shreveport, Louisiana. This is video from Sky 5 of the high school. The juvenile called the school Wednesday, November 8th, and then again on Monday, November 13th. On Monday, the school evacuated all students and staff because of a bomb threat, and the previous Wednesday, the school was evacuated due to a threat made over the telephone. However, no threats were found. The juvenile was not named, but we do know that they will be charged with two counts of terrorizing and menacing.
Revved up climate change now permeates Americans' daily lives with harm that is already far-reaching, according to the newly released National Climate Assessment.
President Biden will address the issue today before heading to the APEC summit, highlighting what steps his administration is taking to fight the crisis. Rich Edson has more from Washington.
Climate change is impacting all regions, all sectors of the United States.
President Biden is putting climate change in the spotlight ahead of a highly anticipated economic summit this week. The White House has released the National Climate Assessment, showing every region of the country is experiencing the impacts of climate change. The report says extreme weather events are now costing the United States more than $150 billion a year.
I've seen firsthand what the reports make clear: the devastating toll of climate change and its existential threat to all of us, and is the ultimate threat to humanity, climate change.
President Biden is also claiming unprecedented action to fight the effects of climate change, touting $50 billion in funding to reduce pollution and measures to reduce the price of low-carbon energy options. On Tuesday, he announced another $6 billion designed to make communities more resilient to the impacts of extreme weather.
We can't be complacent. We have to keep going. Above all, it shows us that climate action offers an opportunity for the nation to come together and do some really big things.
Critics say the White House focus on climate change is a distraction.
All of our adversaries love the fact that we currently have a U.S. president who repeatedly, consistently tells the world that the greatest national security threat out there that we are facing is climate change.
That was Rich Edson reporting. The report says that without deeper cuts to global greenhouse gas emissions, severe climate risks to the U.S. will continue to grow.
A little tax planning now could save you money down the road. Get free tax planning information tomorrow with Tax Pros On Call. Five on Your Side is partnering with the North Carolina Society of Enrolled Agents to help you avoid penalties, take advantage of tax credits, and navigate constantly changing tax rules. Licensed tax professionals will take your calls Wednesday, that's tomorrow, from 4 until 7 p.m.
WREL is celebrating 50 years of bringing you a Triangle holiday tradition. Join us November 18th at 9 a.m. for our live coverage of the Raleigh Christmas Parade. It is this Saturday. We'll have surprise appearances and familiar WREL faces. So get ready for a dazzling spectacle of marching bands, balloons, plus the one and only Santa Claus. WREL's 50th broadcast of the Raleigh Christmas Parade. You can watch it commercial-free this Saturday at 9 a.m.
We'll be there.
Yeah, we're excited to see you all there. And you have a front row seat if you're watching it from home. We're hoping for good weather right now. It's looking dry.
Will we be dry throughout? I know who to ask. Elizabeth Gardner and the WRL Severe Weather Center.
That's all we're talking about. Yeah. Absolutely. So we're going to run through the computer models for Friday into Saturday a couple times. We're going to do it now. We'll do it again when we talk about weather again at 12:45. Right now, I want to talk about what's happening outside. This is really fun. Right here, this is the same. It looks like the same group of guys that were out there with a little soccer game on the lawn at the DPAC this time yesterday. So that's I guess they've got a lunch kind of thing going on. What I noticed when I stepped outside a little while ago is it smells like smoke in Raleigh. You can definitely see some hazy skies here over downtown Durham, and I wasn't able to pull it up on a satellite view that I could see it, but there's a plume of smoke that's just north of Durham, and it may be contributing to some smoky conditions out there. At least you can smell it in the air. 64 is our temperature in the triangle already, and we're looking at 66 for a high later on this afternoon. We take a look at our visible satellite image. Oh, and it didn't want to roll out for me, did it? Let's see if I can get it. There it goes. Okay. So again, so it looks like we have a plume of smoke here, but it's not showing up very well on this particular satellite image, but you can see some cloud cover. I will continue to see hazy skies out there just with some high thin cloud cover actually coming from a system that's down in the Gulf of Mexico. And I'll show you that in just a second. It's 63 in Southern Pine, 65 Rocky Mount, 64 in Durham, 61 in Roxborough. So temperatures are feeling pleasant. Looking at mid 60s for highs in Raleigh and Durham today, and 68 for the high in Fayetteville. Here's a look at the big picture. We have a high pressure system up over the Ohio Valley. High pressure systems rotate clockwise. So that high is continuing to push cool air in. We get an extra push of some cool air in tomorrow, and that's going to drop our high to around 60. So noticeably cooler tomorrow. And then, of course, that wind drops down toward the Gulf and then moves back to the north. You can see that with the wind streams. So this system down to the south is pushing some clouds to our south and west. But a little bit of that is drifting across our area right now. So a little bit of high thin cloud cover rain down to the south. Eventually, we're going to see some showers here, but that's not until Friday. Temperatures are in the mid-60s. Our normal high is in the mid-60s. We're a little cooler tomorrow at 60 and a little warmer Friday at 71. But again, Friday will end up with a chance of a shower. If you're headed out to the Canes game tomorrow, again, tomorrow's going to feel a little cooler. So if you're there pre-game, temperatures will likely be in the mid-50s. We'll see mostly cloudy skies tomorrow. Game time temperature will be in the low 50s and we'll be in the upper 40s as the game lets out. We take a look at Futurecast, and you can see this band of rain moving in. It's likely to be with us during the afternoon on Friday, and then the cold front approaches, but the cold front looks like it's going to fizzle out and not necessarily bring us any rain on Saturday. We're going to talk more about how much rain we could see on Friday coming up in just a little while, but we're looking on the drier side for the morning for the Christmas parade, and then dry Sunday and Monday, just cooler.
Thanks, Elizabeth. North Carolina got a big payday when it approved Medicaid expansion, around $1.5 billion. But not all of that money has to go to health care. Ahead on our news at 5, the strange places that Medicaid money is going.
Then at 6, more than 500,000 North Carolinians were overtaxed last year. 5 on Your Side digs into how a glitch in the state's system is billing people double what they actually owe. And a push to ban a popular toy is gaining support from parents and a consumer watchdog group. Why one lawmaker wants these colorful beads banned.
Plus, get ready to turn up the heat. Dr. Pepper has a new flavor that pairs well with hot wings. How you can get your hands on a can. Welcome back. You're looking live at the DBAP, where Woolly Bull's Winter Wonderland kicks off in less than 10 days. You're watching WRL News, available on YouTube TV and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device.
Get ready for McDonald's-inspired footwear from Crocs, and air travel is expected to set records over Thanksgiving. Those are among today's business headlines with Maribel Aber.
The major U.S. airlines are expecting Thanksgiving air travel to be a record setter. Nearly 30 million passengers are forecast for the period from this Friday through the Monday after Thanksgiving. That would be an all-time high and up 9% over last year's levels, according to the trade group Airlines for America. The TSA is also forecasting a busy period. It expects it will set a one-day screening record around Thanksgiving. Airlines say the Sunday of Thanksgiving weekend will be the busiest for air travel with 3.2 million flyers. Toys R Us is opening in the biggest U.S. mall just in time for the holidays. The retailer will open a location in the Mall of America in Minnesota just before Thanksgiving. The iconic toy seller is now owned by WHP Global, a brand management company. The company has been bringing Toys R Us stores back in an effort to introduce the brand to younger toy buyers. The Mall of America location will be the second standalone store. The first was opened 2 years ago at New Jersey's American Dream Mall. And McDonald's and Crocs are teaming up on a line of shoes. The footwear features iconic McDonald's characters like Grimace and Hamburglar. There are three classic Crocs along with one Croc sandal. You can also get McDonald's themed charms like the Big Mac and French fries to attach to the footwear. The limited edition line goes on sale today at Crocs.com and elsewhere. They sell for $70 to $75 each, and matching socks go for $20. Those are your business headlines. I'm Maribel Aber at the NASDAQ Market Site.
A New Jersey congressman is pushing for a ban on a popular toy that may put children's health at risk. The measure calls for a nationwide ban on these water beads marketed to kids. The beads are sold at major retailers. They come in different colors. They look like candy, but if a child swallows the water bead, they expand, and it could block their intestines or cause life-threatening injuries. The water beads are blamed for 4,500 ER visits across the country since 2017.
If you're a fan of Dr. Pepper, would you consider trying a can with actual peppers in it? Well, that's the concept behind the brand's newest drink, Dr. Pepper's Hot Take. It puts a fiery spin on the popular soda by adding spicy peppers. The limited edition drink is not available in stores and will only be around while supplies last. If you want a bottle of Dr. Pepper Hot Take, you will have to be a Pepper Perks Reward member, or you have to sign up and order online. If you don't check your Gmail account soon, you could lose it. Starting December 1st, Google says it will start deleting Gmail accounts that have been inactive for 2 years. That includes a user's Google Workspace apps like Google Drive, Docs, and Photos. The company made the decision because older accounts can be susceptible to hacks. The new policy only impacts personal accounts. This week marks 1 year since the tragic accident that killed 11-year-old Haley Brooks during the Raleigh Christmas Parade.
She was that kid that you wanted to be around.
Next at noon, her parents share their heartbreak and the memories of their daughter that sustained them.
Also coming up, understanding the do's and don'ts about the use of recreational marijuana on cruise ships. It isn't always smooth sailing on the high seas. How cruise operators are clearing the air, even in international waters. And here is a look at your winning lottery numbers on your screen right now.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Her death stunned the community. 11-year-old Haley Brooks was killed during the Raleigh Christmas parade.
Haley's parents spoke with WRAL's Deborah Morgan in a raw, emotional, and hopeful interview. They said they will never forget a single moment of that day nearly 1 year later.
This week marks a year since the tragedy at the Raleigh Christmas Parade, yet it's still so fresh for the Brooks family. They relive that horrific day all the time. Today, I sat down with Haley's parents as they shared stories of their beautiful little girl, what happened that day of the parade, and the multitudes of support they've received.
Be strong and brave. I will be with you everywhere you go, Joshua 1:9.
At such a young age, Haley Brooks is one of those children who made an impression on everyone she met.
She was that kid that you wanted to be around because she always made you feel good.
One of the things that we heard first from that day was that Haley was she was talking to all the kids on the float right before it happened and had to be told to go get ready for the parade, that she was the last one to go get in line because she just wanted to.
That day of the Raleigh Christmas Parade in 2022, the Brooks family was so excited to continue what was a family tradition.
She popped up that morning and got ready and ate her scrambled eggs real quick, and out the door we went. And she loves Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You song, and so we sang that over and over and over in the car on the way to Raleigh. You know, we stopped and said, you know, I love you, I'll see you later, good luck. We were seated towards the end of the parade, so we could scoop her up when she was finished, and she never made it. She never made it to us.
Like most everyone at the parade that day, Haley's parents had no idea what had happened.
We had no idea it was Haley. My parents were watching it live on television. My mom called both of our phones. She called me first. I didn't pick up. And Trey picked up. And she was just hysterical. And she said, I think a dancer was hit. I think it was Haley. She just said she just had this feeling it was her.
They wouldn't learn the agonizing, heartbreaking truth until they arrived at Wake Med by police escort.
So I just ran through the emergency bay. I got past all the security. And my mom was already there, and Trey. And they had found out about 30 seconds to a minute before I did. And just the shock of hearing those words, you know, they tried to prepare me before we walked into her room, but I needed to see her.
We obviously were in shock for a lot of the beginning, and we're just numb to it all.
The Brooks say the support they received came from their family, their church, the community, the schools, countless messages and prayers from all over the world.
The number one thing that anybody can ever do in this situation is just pray for the families. And that's what we got, a lot of prayer.
Has your faith been a big part of the healing?
It's hard as parents to live we're continuing on with two other children, but we know that she's in a much better place than we are, but we want her here.
We've had people that just truly just listened and listened to her. How much we loved her and how much we miss her. And just unthinkable that we're going through.
That healing also comes from the family starting a foundation called Shine Like Haley. You'll hear more about it in the days to come. They're honoring her memory with acts of kindness and giving back to others. If you would like to donate, you can find a link on WREL.com. Deborah Morgan, WREL News.
And we appreciate her parents sharing their memories of Haley. What a beautiful soul she was. And understandably, Haley's parents tell us they will not be attending the parade on Saturday.
A vital source of food for the hungry and homeless in downtown Raleigh is now scrambling ahead of the holiday season. Shepherd's Table Ministry on West Morgan Street lost 2 months' worth of surplus food after its freezer broke. Director Tammy Gregory says the defrosting mechanism failed, so not only did they lose their surplus perishables, but the walk-in freezer had to be fixed as well. The nonprofit says it now needs help from the community more than ever.
By sending donations, help us fill our freezer back up to capacity, and so we'll be able to make it through these next tough months.
Gregory says she hopes businesses that are holding Christmas parties or luncheons will also think about the less fortunate and maybe write a check to help.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, sports betting in North Carolina will not launch on January 8th as expected. That was the first date that the new law would have allowed for mobile sports betting in our state. The North Carolina Lottery Commission said there's just too much work to do to have it start on that date. They are hashing out rules and also licensing issues as well. The commission has until June 15th to launch sports betting in our state.
Kids need their sleep, but what if they have trouble sleeping? The pros and cons of giving them melatonin.
Well, it's now that it gets dark so early, depression can set in. Ways to cope when you're feeling sad from the seasonal change. If you see news happening or you'd like to share a story idea with us, click report it in the WRL News app.
Some of the states that legalized recreational marijuana are also major ports of call for cruise ships. Now, with holiday travel plans taking shape, cruise operators are reminding passengers who want to cruise, leave the weed at home. Travel experts say even if you're sailing from port to pot-friendly places, recreational marijuana use is not allowed. This also includes weed edibles and medical marijuana.
There are cruise lines that sail out of Seattle and they'll stop in Alaska where it's legal and Canada where it's legal. And yet you still cannot have marijuana on board the ships. And I think that there's just something to be said for it's easier to regulate by just straight out saying no.
Possession of marijuana is illegal under federal law in the U.S. and cruise lines have to follow federal regulations.
Pre-sale tickets for next year's U.S. Open in Pinehurst go on sale today. To get access to those tickets today, you have to be a USGA member. Victory Club members and Carolinas Golf Association members can get their tickets starting Thursday. And for the rest in the general public in that category, those tickets will go on sale 1 week from today, next Tuesday. Carolina Hurricanes will have a new look for their Hartford Whalers throwback night this year. The team will wear a white Whalers sweater for the first time. We've gotten used to seeing those green sweaters, but now they are breaking out the classic Whalers home jersey the team wore in Hartford before moving south in 1997. The team will wear those new sweaters for their game against the New Jersey Devils February 10th.
Taylor Swift fans will soon be able to plan their whole vacation around the pop star. The four-night getaway that's sure to help you celebrate your favorite era.
A surging rate of melatonin use in kids and preteens is sparking concern among some health experts. You won't want to sleep on the results of this new study.
Melatonin supplements could look like the perfect remedy to get cranky kids to bed. But new research shows the number of kids and preteens being given the sleep aid is surging, which could pose health risks. Jackie Abanez takes a closer look.
For many parents of young kids, getting them ready for bed can be more of a nightmare than a sweet dream.
Either this or not.
A new study from the University of Colorado Boulder finds the struggle is enticing a growing number of people to give their children the sleep aid melatonin.
Melatonin is a hormone that's naturally produced by the body as a cue to start getting ready for bed.
Researchers interviewed roughly 1,000 parents of kids ages 1 to 13 about their child's sleep patterns.
About 5% of preschool-age children, 1 through 4 years old, had taken melatonin in the last 30 days. And that number jumped significantly higher once children started school, to almost 1 in 5 school-age children and preteens having taken it recently.
For perspective, from 2017 to 2018, the study says about 1.3% of parents reported melatonin use in their kids. Some health experts caution that what seems like a solution can come with risks, especially when many melatonin supplements don't come with full regulation from the Food and Drug Administration.
We're concerned about what is the effect on hormones and that process as children get older.
And because many melatonin products for kids come in gummy form, with many containing different levels of melatonin than what's listed on the label.
The number of calls to U.S. poison control centers about melatonin ingestion increased 530% from 2012 to 2021.
That was Jackie Ibanez reporting. Researchers believe the surge in melatonin use could indicate high levels of sleep disorders among the younger generations that may need to be studied.
The end of daylight saving time every year can trigger seasonal depression or seasonal affective disorder. The disorder commonly begins with late fall and includes symptoms like feelings of sadness, lack of energy, and difficulty sleeping. It's more common among younger adults than people with clinical depression. Doctors say it's important to get out every so often to socialize and do other activities we enjoy.
Sometimes it takes forcing yourself to do something enjoyable even when you don't feel like it. It's kind of like exercise. We know exercise is good for us, but for a lot of people, the struggle is like getting to that point to do the exercise. But once you do it, you feel good, right? And so it might be doing some things anyway, even if it takes a little bit more effort.
And it is crucial to seek help if feelings of depression do not improve. Just hang on to every bit of sunshine like this whenever you can.
Selfishly, I like the darker hours, but only because of our schedule. It makes it easier to go sleepy time.
Yeah.
But we enjoy the beautiful sunshine when we have it. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with seasonal temperatures to go along with this.
When we have weather like this, it's important to get out and enjoy it because, you know, sometimes we slide into gray days that can last, you know, 3, 4, 5 days. We get into a particular pattern in the wintertime called cold air damming. And so it's nice to have these beautiful days like today. Get out there and enjoy it. Goldsboro is looking gorgeous right now. Apex, some high thin cloud cover. We're seeing that in Chapel Hill as well. We talked about that about half an hour ago. Fayetteville also seeing some high thin cloud cover, but plenty of sunshine through those clouds. The next thing that's going to happen is we'll cloud up tomorrow, and then eventually on Friday we'll likely see some rain, especially in our eastern counties. Watching a cold front that'll come from the west. That low is going to come up from the south. They're going to work together to bring us some rain on Friday. In the meantime, this high pressure system continues to feed us some cool air, and it's keeping the cloud cover to the south for the most part. You can see that cloud cover coming up on the west side of that high and some of that kind of sneaking under it to bring some cloud cover into our area. Let's jump ahead to Friday because it's going to be quiet between now and then. We're looking at some scattered showers in our southeastern counties most likely by the afternoon on Friday. And then late in the day, the best chance of rain will be along and east of I-95. That's 6 p.m. At the same time, we're watching the front starting to move into the mountains. But watch what happens over time. We get into Saturday morning. That's 8 a.m. And that front just sort of fizzles. The rain just vanishes. So if that continues to be the trend, then we're looking really good for any plans you have Saturday morning. For example, the Raleigh Christmas Parade. After that, we should see clearing skies during the day Saturday. There are a lot of Saturday night tree lightings as well. And all of that looks good. Now, Friday night tree lightings, not looking as good. A lot of folks likely to see some showers during the afternoon and evening. It's likely to be fairly light. But for, say, downtown Raleigh at Memorial Auditorium and Waverly Place in Cary, 6 o'clock temperature looks fine at 65, but we have a 20% chance of rain. Looking at the Christmas parade, we left 20% chance on in the morning. We still have some models that want to show a little rain in the morning on Saturday, but we're mostly trending drier. At 9 a.m. is when the parade is when our coverage starts. The parade starts at 9:30. Temperatures will be in the low 60s, and as the parade wraps up, we'll be in the upper 60s. So 40% chance on Friday. Left that 20 in for early Saturday just in case, but we are starting to trend drier. The amounts of rain for us on Friday likely to be 1/4 inch to 1/2 inch, so not a ton of rain out of the system. We are still dealing with drought conditions across a lot of our viewing area. 70% chance that this system develops and becomes vents and potentially moves up through the Caribbean. Right now, it doesn't look like it would have an impact on the United States. Friday will be the warmest day of the week at 71, but once that system moves by, gradually temperatures will drop through the weekend, and Monday looks pretty chilly at 56.
Elizabeth, thanks. Items that once belonged to the revolutionary entertainer Prince are now up for auction. A look at some of the highlights of this collection.
And your winning Powerball numbers on your screen right now.
As we wrap things up, here's a look at a few of the headlines we're following today. All students are safe after a school bus caught on fire outside a school in Harding County this morning. The bus headed to Ben Haven Elementary School was badly charred. A spokesperson from Harding County Schools said the bus driver pulled over after smelling smoke and all the students got off safely.
More than 200 jobs and over $100 million are coming to Morrisville. Forge Battery is building a production plant in the town. The company will receive state and local incentives totaling nearly $4 million if job and investment totals are met. That's according to the state's Economic Investment Committee. More than 200 jobs are expected, paying an average salary of more than $82,000 a year.
Two buses carrying nearly 100 people from the Triangle Jewish community are heading to the nation's capital for the March for Israel. It's happening this afternoon from 1 to 3 on the National Mall. Tens of thousands of people all across the country are expected to be there. The group left Temple Beth Orr in Raleigh for D.C. early this morning, and they'll be returning later tonight.
He revolutionized rock and roll and fashion, and now items that once belonged to pop icon Prince are up for auction. More than 200 pieces of memorabilia belonging to the late singer are being sold online. Fans can bid on clothing, jewelry, and shoes he wore on tour or in the movies. One of the highlights is the white ruffle shirt he wore during his 1985 performance of Purple Rain. Other items include original Polaroid pictures and master tapes of his recordings. Taylor Swift fans, get ready for a new era. Swifties can soon enjoy a themed vacation cruise planned around the pop star. A travel agency is working with Royal Caribbean to offer the In My Cruise Era group adventure. It's scheduled to set sail from Miami next October. Swift is not affiliated with the cruise, but fans can expect to celebrate the singer's decade-long career with themed dance parties.
It is almost time for the Triangle's newest walkthrough holiday light event. Woolies Winter Wonderland starts November 22nd and runs till New Year's Eve. Tickets are going fast for some of the attractions, like the Bullet Express, the Bulls Express train. More than 13,000 lights covering 4 miles will transform the stands at the DBAP into a fantastic light show. To purchase tickets, go to DurhamBulls.com. From our beloved bull to a main attraction in Italy, Kimba the lion escaped from a circus in a seaside town this past weekend. He was seen strolling through residential streets, my goodness, for nearly 7 hours before he was caught. Officials at the Roni Roller Circus say they're not exactly sure how he escaped. Kimba is back with the traveling circus now while local authorities conduct their investigation.
Definitely something to do with a busted lock that they are investigating as well out of that lion enclosure there. But can you imagine seeing this guy just cruising the streets?
I mean, he's in Italy. He wanted to take in the sights, apparently.
Oof. That's tough. Mm-hmm. He's pretty, though. Researchers at Duke University are using a new app to potentially track early signs of autism. WRL's Shelley Jackson explains how this app works. That story is coming up for you at 4 o'clock today on WRL News.
NBC News Daily is next on WREL, your next local news update in 30 minutes.
You can always get breaking news updates anytime with our WREL News app. Enjoy this sunshine. Have a great day.
Keep watching WREL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.